Capital 4.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 63 today. Got a chance of rain about 60% or so. So, yeah, it's a lot cooler out today than it was all weekend. I almost froze my poor baby boy. It was really hot in his room. It faces west. So yesterday it got pretty warm in there. I didn't run the air conditioner because it had been so cool at night. And it wasn't that hot until about... It wasn't that it was that hot outside, but like the sun baking in through the windows, it got pretty hot on the west side of the house. So I turned on the air conditioner for a while. His room was still like 82, 83 degrees.
A little warm.
His little baby monitor in there has a thermometer, so.
Which is very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Has that.
So I opened the two windows in his house, got a little cross breeze going, and I got up this morning. It was 60 degrees in his room.
Burr.
And he's all curled up under his blanket.
Poor baby.
Now, the good news is both of my kids don't mind being cold at all. They've always, like, Jackie jumps in the pool first time of the year when it's still freezing. No problem. When we went to the lake a month ago,
yeah,
jumped in, no problem. She didn't care how cold it was. But, yeah, so that was some good work by me. Way to go, Dad.
Way to go. Yeah. Freeze your kid.
So, Amanda Bynes should really quit trying to drive.
I don't understand why she keeps driving.
Yeah. She got pulled over again. This time they towed her car.
Yeah.
They towed it away because she was driving on a suspended license. She got in an accident, a little tiny fender bender, like
on Thursday night.
Nothing that even needed to be fixed.
No. They didn't even exchange information.
And then they, cops gave her a warning for driving on a suspended license and sent her home. And then it was yesterday morning about 9 a.m. She got pulled over again after she was. I don't know what she got pulled over for. But anyway, they're giving her a ticket and they towed her car.
So stupid. I mean, you've got to have a little bit of an entourage with you. You know, even if she's not doing anything major right now, she'd still have some sort of entourage.
One would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how she keeps doing this.
It's kind of like the people who keep getting DUIs.
Yeah.
You know, like they're on their third or fourth or fifth DUI. The thing is, Ron White said it best, you cannot fix stupid.
That is true.
There's no fix for it.
It's true.
So it will just keep happening. And yeah, Vikings joke. Thank you, Adam Vinatieri. Sure, you'll be the first South Dakotan in the NFL Hall of Fame, but you didn't have to be awesome yesterday.
No. Didn't have to be.
Didn't have to be clutch like you always are. Would have preferred you have been average at best. He's got to be in his 40s or damn close if he's not.
I don't know.
He's got to be 40.
I don't know how old he is.
Let's see here. The American Idol judges. That has been finalized.
Finally.
We know who they are. Mariah Carey, Keith Urban, Nicki Minaj, and Randy Jackson.
Why aren't you saying it like you normally say Keith Urban?
Oh, Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this speculation, finally they got it like set. Here are the judges. So
the one that still makes me shake my head though is Nicki Minaj.
I agree.
I think she's gonna be annoying on the show.
I agree.
I think Mariah,
I don't know, she might be okay.
Mariah will be interesting if she's drunk.
They should give her a little bubbly before.
I hope she gets hammered.
That would be awesome.
Keith Urban will be Keith Urban, Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Jackson will be the dog. Pitchy yo.
He'll be normal. He'll be first chair.
The other thing, another big sort of Hollywood story, not so much Hollywood as it is the British, and Kate Middleton having photos of her topless being published by a French website. And you know the French, they gotta love this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they already have their noses up in the air, and they're always looking down at England anyway, and us for that matter. So they're having no issues publishing the 200-plus photos of Kate Middleton. And in England, it's kind of like not officially against the law. Like they were threatening to sue if anyone did publish them, but in France, they're publishing them. And
if the royal family says don't do it.
Yeah, pretty much the British press doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But
not a good idea.
I'm glad someone did it. Even though they're super grainy and you can't even tell who it is anyway. It's not like the up close photos of Harry that we got to see.
No. Not quite the same.
Not quite the same quality. This was from a lot farther away with a lot better camera, and they're still crappy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's basically the big stuff that's happening. There's still that teacher strike in Chicago where I guess the mayor's threatening to take him to court to send him back because what they're striking over is not strikable according to Illinois law.
Okay.
Know. All I know is the kids are still on a extended summer vacation.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, have been for I think a week or so.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? You haven't heard?
Mm-mm. I'm surprised. I haven't seen anything about it.
Oh. Yeah. Teacher strike for about a week. It was early last week when they went on strike.
Wow.
So they'd been in school for a little while anyway. And the funny thing is every time I see a story about it, not one time have I heard them say what they're striking over.
So no idea what.
I'm sure I could find it, but when I was trying to find it last night, I couldn't find the reason they're striking.
Hmm.
And I got bored with it and I went looking for other stuff for the show today. Anyway, we have got the rest of the news coming up next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:23. We're going to top out at 63 today. Decent chance of rain. 48 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Me, a procrastinator? I'll prove you wrong someday. Just you wait and see.
Pretty good.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
Not bad. So, the poll question this morning, the question was, would you let your teenage daughter have a lock on their door?
I'm okay with it as long as it's the right circumstances. But there would have to be rules.
And they were, and the circumstances you were talking about were pretty extremely rare ones.
Yeah, like a younger brother.
Who just refuses to stay out of there.
Yeah. I mean, something like that. Not just because they want to be in there with their boyfriend.
And if they were trustworthy otherwise.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
would be the hang up for me.
If they were doing good in school and there weren't a whole lot of trust issues or whatever, and they're like, I would like a lock on my door, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. You can let us know what you think. Also, vote on the poll at hot1047.com. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Alicia's on the phone. How are you, Alicia?
Fine. Still trying to wake up, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Well, I feel sorry for you guys because you get up earlier than I do.
Yeah, a little bit, probably. So, what do you think? Would you let your teenager have a lock on their door?
No, actually, I wouldn't because in the townhouses where we live right now, there are no locks on any doors except for the bathroom doors because it's a fire hazard.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
That's true.
You can't wake them up if there's a fire.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but I'm not strong enough to break down any dang doors. No matter how pliable it really is. So.
Yeah, I would. Well, you can always, if it's just a regular indoor door lock, there's always a thing on the other side. All you do is pop it. But then who's got time to run and find a screwdriver, you know, in an emergency?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That wouldn't work for me.
The other thing, too, is if you just get a really weak door, you know, the hollow ones.
Yeah.
I think that's what these are, but.
Yeah, your foot would go right through those.
I can't even.
Especially if something like a fire was going on, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, why are you locking your door at night anyway?
I know.
Not necessary.
Thank you for the call, Alicia.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time letting my daughter put one on there.
And if they're there with the boyfriend at the house, they need to be in public domain anyway.
Oh, they're not going to be anywhere by themselves. I'll just go sit with them in her room. See, that's the kind of things I was talking about when I said I can't wait to embarrass my daughter.
Right, right.
Not directly make fun of her like you thought I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
So far on the poll, 62%, surprisingly low number, say they would not let them. 38% say yes, they would let them have a lock on their door. I'm a little surprised by that. We've got a story coming up here. I don't have really time because we got behind as we always do. 5 signs you are bad with money.
This is a really good...
Huge. And one of them helped me and Mel get a raise this past week without getting a raise.
It did.
And we'll tell you why coming up after some dirt. Hang on. It is 726, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 740 up to 63 today. It's 49 right now. Got a list from Forbes magazine. I actually found this last week. It's how you can tell whether or not you're managing your bank account very well. Basically, five signs that you're bad with money. First one on the list is kind of a big one that Mel and I just did, and it gave us a raise on our paycheck.
It sure did. It was awesome.
If you get a big, huge, fat tax refund every year, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you're probably letting them take too much out of your check.
And it's not necessary.
No, because when you do that W-4 with your employer,
mm-hmm.
you set the number of whatever deductions it
right,
is. It's
right.
just, you know, you're single, you're married, and then a number.
Well, here's the thing. I never realized that I should actually fill out this little worksheet thing. I just always did zero.
Yeah.
Somebody told
me
a long time ago to do zero.
Yeah, because then you get a big refund. Now, if you suck at handling your money and you don't save anything, that's
yeah.
probably a good idea. Because then you'll never have an emergency, oh crap, fund.
Right.
To go fall back on. At least once a year you'll have one then that way.
That's true. That's true.
When it's time to go buy a camera
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yes.
an
engine.
Do the worksheet on your W-4. And then the trick is, though, don't like just spend that like regular income. Put whatever is extra after you change it into savings.
If you can get yourself to do that, yes.
You're never going to open a savings account, are you?
I have a savings account.
What's in there, like 20 bucks?
Something like that. Maybe 25.
You have to pay yourself first.
I know.
Number two thing on the list, you only have a rough idea of where your money goes every month. Would you have any idea where your money goes
I know
every
exactly
month?
Where it goes.
You have it like...
Yeah, I have it itemized. I have it all figured out. I have it all wrote down. Actually, I was going through it the other
so
day.
So why isn't any of it going into savings then
well,
if you do
some
know where
does,
it's going?
But not enough. I actually the other day was going, wow, I need to call a couple of these places and like change some stuff up because I'm spending way too much money.
Another thing on the list, you don't plan ahead for big expenses like vacations. You don't save up money. Vacations are the number one thing that rack up debt on credit cards.
Number
four, whatever you have left at the end of the month gets dumped into your savings account. That's something you should do. If you're not doing it, you probably should start doing it. And number five, you contribute just enough to your 401k to get matching funds from your employer. Instead of, you know, putting more in than that, you should put in at least, if your company has a match, put in at least, because it's free money.
Right.
I mean, they're, you know, a lot of times they'll match up to a percent or they'll match 50-50 up to a percent or whatever. But anyway, so, but as far as that W-4 thing and having them take less out of your check, be careful, you know. Maybe do, if the calculator says to deduct, put six on there, maybe do five as a buffer.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I did the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I figured it out. And it did say five for me, and I ended up going four.
Yeah, dropped mine a little bit too, so. And if you're really confused by it, then go ask a professional, because
yeah,
we are not.
We are not.
No.
But it's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward.
We've got your phone calls and text messages coming up on our poll question. Would you let your teenage daughter have a lock on their door, or your teenager, not just teenage daughter? So far, 64% say no. 36% say yes. You can vote on the poll at hot1047.com. Your calls and texts about that very thing coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 751. We're going to top out at 63 today. Good chance of rain. So would you let your teenager have a lock on their door? That's our poll question this morning at hot1047.com. 65% say no, 35% say yes, they would.
I just think it depends on the circumstance.
And my guess is that is what the yes people are saying.
Yeah.
Is there a scenario in which I could envision myself letting them have a lock? I think rationally, yes.
Yes.
I could imagine a scenario where I would. There are very, very few.
There are very, very few. And they would have to.
Most of them
earn
would be
it.
Tied to a little brother, and it would have to be earned. Otherwise, yeah. I'm perfectly happy to let their little brother torture them.
Exactly.
Rachel is on the phone. How are you, Rachel?
Doing all right. So, the thing with the lock on the door?
Yeah.
Never in a freaking million years She doesn't have a lock now, and she's 3 and a half. And she will not have a lock when she's 16.
No, neither will my daughter.
Yeah. And another thing, with you, what you guys were just talking about with your money handling, my husband made a big ol' mess up when he was doing his W-2s or W-4s or whatever when he started his new job 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
It ended up costing us dearly. He was claiming 4 instead of 0. We're fine. We can make it, you know, with having all that extra money taken out. But what happened was we ended up paying in almost $3,000 that we did not have.
Did you have...
still paying the IRS.
You had kids?
Yes, we have one.
But you... Oh, yeah, then he definitely took out too many.
Yep, and it was he's not sure if it was... He misunderstood something and accidentally wrote in 4. He didn't know if it was a clerical mistake. But in any case... IRS doesn't care.
No, they don't care.
So you do have to be really careful with that. Like,
but if you're putting the excess into savings, it's not a problem.
Yeah. And that's, we just thought, holy crap, his new paychecks are awesome.
Yeah. No, you got to be careful. You can screw yourself real easy.
Yeah, we're still digging ourselves out of that hole about 2 years later.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Well, thank you so much for the call, Rachel.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
If you're going to do that, go under what it is.
Right.
Or if you don't know what number to put down, don't. Or if you're completely uncomfortable with it and want to give the government a loan for the whole year, then
just do zero.
Putting zero.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, our refunds had been really large, like, especially after the kids were born.
Oh, yeah.
And so we changed ours anyway. But the poll question, would you let your teenager have a... lock on their door so they can lock you out of whatever they want to. Let's see. Naomi is on the phone. How are you, Naomi?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So would you let your teenager have a lock on their door?
No, there's no way in heck I would let her have a lock on the door.
Would you let her have a lock on the door if she had a little brother who was absolutely driving her nuts?
No.
Really?
No,
even if he was like going in while she was changing and stuff like that, like not giving her any privacy.
Why is my son a perv?
Well, little boys.
No, I'm not saying your son's a perv, which is what Mel was instantly thinking. I was just saying, like, just because little brothers are annoying.
Right.
Because I was one.
Maybe.
What I was saying.
Maybe if the son really wouldn't stay out. But otherwise, if there's no son... that's annoying her. I feel like if she is really that trustworthy, and then she really shouldn't have anything that she needs to lock me out from.
The only thing I would allow a lock, an exterior only lock, that I had a key to, if it was to keep little brother out when she's not around.
Yeah,
there you go.
I would agree to that.
Get behind that. Yeah, I could do that. But otherwise, I feel like there's just. Really, you know, have a diary or whatever, keep it hidden. If we have that great relationship, you can know that I'm not going to read it. I just don't think, I think you're kind of asking for trouble if otherwise you're just letting locks be on there. My opinion would be no.
All right. Thank you for the call, Naomi.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. The other way I would use that interior or exterior only lock on the door is when she wants to go out on a Friday or Saturday night and then... when she's in her bedroom getting ready, I'll lock the door so she can't get out and go out.
Right.
Then I don't have anything to worry about anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work great. She won't make a ladder out of her bed sheets and crawl out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another very weird, icky thing we want to ask you about. Not too far away. It's just up in Mankato. They're selling something in a bar that just doesn't seem right. We'll tell you what it is coming up. Hang on.
1047.com.